This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's somewhere between 0 and 40 degrees in Melbourne. Good in cert part of day. I'm Tits McGee with Joy Oddspots News.
And a British Airways flight attendant has been suspended after a video emerged of her sniffing her own tights. In a bizarre striptease, the flight attendant closed her eyes and says to the camera, "I wish you could smell this." I'm not sure if it sounded quite like that. She also tells viewers she's been wearing the tights all day without any underwear. British Airways says it holds its staff to the highest standards and expects them to behave responsibly. I didn't know this was irresponsible.
I don't even know. Richard, sorry, thank you for the news. That was fantastic. But sorry, what happened?
You've never heard of flight attendants smelling their tights and filming it?
What was she on the plane and this video emerged?
Well, this is what I want to know. Now, I've seen the photos that accompanied the story, and it does have her in her uniform, which, I mean, kind of big mistake, right?
Oh, my God.
Rookie error.
No, because that's like when we're in school.
I never wear my uniform when I do this.
Exactly. No. Can't have your school uniform on. We're always told that, like, you're supposed to be representing your business.
People do like people in uniform, though, if you know what I mean.
But why was she sniffing him?
Like, and there she was representing her business in uniform.
I think it's absolutely sickening. I honestly don't understand.
I'll send you the video.
Thank you, Richard. Fantastic.
A Chinese man who drove his expensive Land Rover SUV into a river in order to save the equivalent of $3 on a car wash recently learned the hard way that sometimes being too cheap can cost you more than you were trying to save. The man had to be rescued from the river after getting stranded on a small islet. The man told rescuers that he simply wanted to wash his car so he wouldn't have to go to the car wash and pay the fee. But he didn't expect that the floodgates of an upstream dam would be opened, causing the water levels to rise almost immediately.
So he sort of had the right idea. Not, like, he don't do that, but kind of an okay idea.
He probably should have checked on local dams.
Do you own a car, Greta? Thank God. Because R.I.P. Greta's car. I saw these light bulbs just light up in your eyes like, ooh, what a genius. No, this was the funny story. We're laughing at him here.
We need a warning. Folks, don't try this at home.
Don't do it.
Well, okay. Do we have that many dams in Victoria? I don't know anything about dams. Leave me alone. Thank you, Judy.
Thanks, guys.
An English cat has been found napping with more than a bowl of yarn, an illegal stash of narcotics. Police in Bristol said the pussy's owner found it curled up in its bed next to a plastic bag containing packets of suspected heroin and cocaine.
Oh, poor pussycat. Wow. I wonder what it's getting out at night, you know, selling that stuff on the street.
Probably. The Avon and Somerset Police Department tweeted, "Look what the cat dragged in."
Avon is the name of a town, not Ding Dong.
No.
Avon calling. Because I'm telling you, I always suspected they were coke dealers.
But
I'll tell you, they're
allegedly.
Nice-dressed middle-aged.
Allegedly.
Ladies with handbags getting around knocking on people's doors. They're not selling crack. What the hell are they doing?
And we can't confirm whether this kitty will become a deportee officer for the police station.
Australia, done that. A Labor plan to force companies... I beg your pardon. Updating sport, everybody. Tiger Woods.
Gay Star News reports Measure is the new app available on the new iPhones. It boasts the ability to measure anything. Yes, anything. Many men have appeared to be already disappointed with the results. However, the results may not be 100% accurate.
Joy.
If you have a fear of snakes, you might want to not listen. An exceptionally rare two-headed copperhead snake has been discovered in a backyard in the United States. It's one of a very few creatures found by the public, according to a reptile expert, who examined the snake after a resident of Woodbridge, Virginia, notified a local animal control business about the find. Bicephalic means two-headed snake. Snakes are rarely seen in the wild because of their short life expectancies. The left head of the snake is the dominant esophagus, and the right head has the more developed throat for eating.
Thanks, Keith, for that story about the two-headed snake. I'm really really reassured that we live in a safe and beautiful world.
Oh, absolutely. If you get the chance, you should go and have a look at photos. It's quite disturbing.
Okay, yes, I'll make time for that.
Okay.
It's now time for the news with our second favourite newsreader.
Well, who's the favourite?
Well, it's Peter Hitchener, of course.
Oh, okay, well, that's all right. Yeah, we'd like Peter.
Yeah, he's good.
And the way you're going, Radel, you're going to move down that list very quickly the way
Judy
you're going.
Kelly is
Judy Kelly
with
is
a bullet.
Making ground.
No, don't be putting Judy back in there. Forget it.
Good morning, Judy.
Hi, Judy. I miss you. Visitors in Venice could be fined up to €500, which is about $800, for sitting in undesignated spots because the city continues to struggle with overwhelming tourism levels. Have you been to Venice?
Yeah, and I was just about to say, I got told off by the police for sitting on stairs at the train station in Venice.
Oh, there
so
you go.
So I'm a victim of this already.
Dave, have you been there?
No, I haven't been to Venice yet.
You will on your honeymoon, I'm sure.
Mm.
But the idea proposed by the mayor will be voted by the City Council in October because it's the latest in a long list of measures designed to deal with the city's popularity as a tourist destination. Tourists are welcome, but they must follow the city rules.
Mm.
And those rules are no pausing on bridges, so forget taking a photo, a ban on swimming in the canals, but why would you
That's
anyway?
That's probably safe.
That's safe.
No riding or wheeling along of bicycles.
So what, you just have to carry them?
Yes. Mm. No feeding of birds.
No.
Can't do that. You know,
that's fair.
Yeah,
in the big
rats
square.
Of the sky. Yeah.
And a ban on wearing swimwear in the city or being shirtless.
Yeah, Dave, keep your shirt on.
That's it. So if you're going to Venice, Dave, just remember that. It's
shirts on.
You know rules what? Are changing.
I come this morning and just get great advice from you, Andrew.
See, there you go.
Australia done that. A Labor plan to force companies. I beg your pardon. Updating sport, everybody. Tiger Woods.
Yay! And finally, the mayor of an American town, where else, fears its local paper's name will bring ridicule to the area. A small Missouri town has a new newspaper called the Uranus Examiner. The new publication's editor says the fun paper that will include local news and promote the tourist town of Uranus, which is pronounced the way any self-respecting class clown would say it. Uranus sits along the historic Route 66 and is known for quirky attractions, including a fudge shop and the world's largest belt buckle.
I actually, true story, have a singlet that says it is from Uranus General Store. Everything you need is in Uranus.
Love it.
I mean, I don't know if it's everything, but it's a very good start. I reckon, Gary, just because we've had a couple of listeners in message in for our share competition saying that they think the share impersonator might be you, I think we should put that to rest by getting you to try do your own share impersonation.
If I could turn back time.
I mean, that was beautiful. That was beautiful, Gary. It was absolutely lovely. This is why you go and see him sing with Low Res. Because they're an amazing choir. But obviously,
October
those who were saying, yes, this is us. Don't worry, listen to our podcast. We'll be getting them back in before the concert.
Thank you.
This is why it's not Gary, everyone. It's not Ash. It's not Gary.
I'm Tits McGee. I'll be back with more Joy News Odd Spots next week.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.